Alphabet released their Q4 or full year fiscal 2019 earnings last night. For the first time, they actually made a disclosure and broke out the Google Cloud revenue. They also broke out YouTube, but for the purposes of this podcast and the audience that, or the members that I get to interact with, I'm going to focus on Google Cloud. So about a year ago, when Kurian took over, a little over a year ago, and we're talking about what's going to be coming and being enterprise ready, and there was a lot of talk about, well, why aren't they breaking out the revenue like, you know, other vendors do, and why aren't they talking about margins, why aren't they talking about growth, why aren't they... There was a lot of challenge around that. Was it because they didn't want to let the world know how they were doing? One of the things I had said was, at the end of the day, they're going to do it. They have to eventually do it, but they're going to wait. It's clear to me, listening to the earnings call and looking at the numbers, that they waited that year to execute to the plans that were Kurian was putting in place, that Rob Enslin, who he brought in from SAP, are putting in place, Kristen Kliphaus, who they brought in to run sales in North America. They had to execute to a plan. Did they break out the Google Cloud revenue? They did. Did they break it out at a granular level? They did not. So let's get into that. Overall, total revenue for Alphabet was $162 billion, up 18%. Now, the thing that's important is for Q4, their revenue was a little over $46 billion. They actually missed analyst expectations. They were expecting about $46.9, almost $47 billion. They came at the low end of $46. So they missed on revenue, and that's why there was a dip in the stock price, even though they beat on earnings. A lot of the earnings call, a lot of the focus was around Google Cloud, even though that's a small part of their big business. Google Cloud ended 2019 with a run rate of a little over more than $10 billion. But the interesting thing is growth. The $10 billion run rate that they came in now at represents a 53% growth year over year. And they jumped very quickly to say that growth is coming from significant growth in GCP, Google Cloud Platform specifically. Now, they didn't give the growth number tied just to GCP. They didn't give the growth number tied to G Suite, which also makes up Google Cloud. But overall, and it's clear, and it makes sense, that that growth, 53%, is mostly tied to GCP. They talked about the fact that the number of deals over 50 million doubled year over year in Google Cloud. So they're starting to get much larger deals. They talked about ongoing strong G Suite growth, and they're happy about the growing size of the average contract. They talked about $11.4 billion in backlog tied to Google Cloud. They made it very clear that a lot of that backlog, which for cloud vendors, as we've talked about, is incredibly important. They mentioned, well, that $11.4 billion in backlog, that's coming from the traction there that's attributed to large customers who are also making multi-year commitments. For Google Cloud, for the quarter, for GCP and G Suite, Google Cloud, it was $2.6 billion. I would like to understand what the revenue tied just to GCP is, the revenue tied just to G Suite is. It'd be good to know what the margins are. I'd like to understand, you know, total number of commercial users or seats around G Suite. That'd be a great indicator. But I think eventually we're going to get there. But for right now, it's important. The fact that they've actually started to disclose it. There's a question that I was, you know, asked a lot going into 2019 about, are they enterprise ready? Are they truly going to focus on the Google Cloud? Are they going to truly try to grow that business? And for what I saw in 2019, they're aggressively trying to grow that business. They certainly are trying to grow from a run greater than $10 billion of run rate. It's not just Google Cloud. Of course, that's where they're competing with AWS and Microsoft Azure, but G Suite is very core. Analytics is important. They even mentioned, you know, that hybrid cloud Anthos offering. They even made it a point to say, look, a lot of our growth is tied to an uptick there. If you're an enterprise customer and you're thinking about Google, you have to also listen to what they said, right? So it's one thing to disclose it. It shows confidence, putting that 53% growth number out there. But there's some other things that they made a point to mention during the earnings call that I want to highlight here, because it's going to indicate what you should expect in 2020 and going forward. They took the position and understood the fact that they are a challenger. And because they're a challenger, they said they're going to invest aggressively and they're going to be focused on building out their go-to-market capabilities. They have already, and they indicated this, they've already accelerated investments into Google Cloud's go-to-market team. The most sizable headcount growth expense investment was in Google Cloud. It was for both technical and sales roles. So they're growing their team. They reiterated and restated and brought back up during the earnings call that, look, we set a goal and we're going to triple the size of our sales force tied to Google Cloud. They're going to continue to bring in senior executives. And many calls I've had in 2019 and already in 2020 have talked about getting these letters from their former Microsoft sales rep who's now at Google. That's happening. They're going to aggressively not only compete in the GCP space, they just show continued accelerated growth. They need to close those deals. You need to think about setting yourself up for the future with them. Think about, they talk about a differentiator about Google's computer science and machine learning and their technology and how it all plays into being able to sell to large enterprises, because that's a differentiator that they bring. So challenge Google to say, okay, I heard that, but what am I going to get? What investments? How does that play out, benefit back to my organization? They're going to aggressively price free, perhaps, to get in the door. But what's the future going to look like? Lead with, force commitments that are longer term, flexibility, right? All these core things, make them earn this through further differentiating, through workshops, through demos, but also through commitments upfront made for today and is structured appropriately for the future.